Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.
What I'm about to do is bring you an interview with the Superior General of the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement, Father Jim Puglisi, who heads the Rome-based ecumenical centre Centro Pro Unione, as I ask him to speak to us of some of the landmarks on the path to Christian unity since the Second Vatican Council.
Well, the landmarks since the Second Vatican Council are, first of all, the collaboration that happens between the churches. For example, immediately as the council ended, between the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity, then called the Secretariat, and the World Council of Churches, they formed a joint working group. This joint working group is not technically a dialogue, because the World Council of Churches is not a church, but a council of churches, a gathering of churches. And the attempt was to work on things that they could do together as Christians, both on the religious level, but also on the level of social help that could be offered to the churches. Secondly, were a whole series of dialogues that were begun immediately at the end of the Second Vatican Council, for example, between the Lutheran Church and the Catholic Church, the Anglican Church and the Catholic Church, but not only between churches and the Catholic Church itself, but also between other churches, like, for example, Anglicans and Lutherans, Methodists and Lutherans, Anglicans and Orthodox. So a series of dialogues were begun between the various churches and religious groupings. Then the collaboration for the Week of Prayer for Christian Unity itself already begun before the Council with Faith and Order and the Vatican is a clear sign of an attempt for the churches to be able to collaborate where it is possible to collaborate. In addition, there were other organizations like an organization called Soda Pax or the Justice and Peace Office of the Vatican, which worked on questions that have to deal with world peace, with justice, and with the integrity of creation. So there have been a whole series of initiatives that have begun, both on the theological and religious level, but also on the social level, that brought churches closer and closer together because they began to collaborate together.
Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.